This week on the Time Bat Show,
I want to open a cinnamon themed restaurant where every dish has cinnamon in it, and it would be called Cinnamon Land.
I love that name.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 122. I'm one of your hosts, Timeasis.
I'm your other host, Bat Snacks.
We have a lot to get to today, Bat Snacks. Like, a lot. We have a lot of topics. Because last episode, we kind of went down the rabbit hole on a lot of our topics and didn't have time to talk about all the new ones that we have today. But first, I just wanted to get into, you know, how's your life going? Really fast, just a really quick update.
My life is good. I just finished season 14 of Project Runway.
Well, you really blew through all of those at a very, very fast speed.
Like three seasons in 3 weeks, I think.
I feel like, yeah, like a month ago, you were like, I just discovered Project Runway, and now you've blown through.
It's really good.
Now, is season 14 the latest season?
No, season 17 is, okay. And so that one's ongoing.
So you're almost up to date.
Oh, no, I've seen 17. I'm going backwards.
Oh, okay. So you've seen all of 17.
Yes.
So you can talk to people at the water cooler at work. I mean, I don't know if anyone talks about Project Runway anymore, but if they were like, did you see the latest Project Runway? You're like, yes, I did, and blah, 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 blah. Here are my thoughts, you know?
Yeah, and I would be so excited if they did, but none of them do.
Maybe you should just bring it up in conversation.
I have.
How do you approach... This is a good topic, actually. You apparently just do it. You see someone, and you go, hey, have you seen the latest Project Runway?
Yeah.
How do you approach this situation? Let me throw you a hypothetical. You're at work. You know someone, maybe let's say they're like an acquaintance. Like you don't know them super well, but you know them. But you are pretty sure they are probably into this other thing that you like. Maybe it's a movie, maybe it's a TV show, book, music, whatever. You know, something tells you in your brain, like, I bet they like this. And you don't have anything want to talk about this with, but you're like, I bet I could form a friendship with this person over this topic. How would you go about broaching that, you know what I mean?
I really just bring it up.
You just be like, hey, have you seen the latest Project Runway? And if they're like, no, I don't watch Project Runway, then you're like, well, okay, goodbye.
No, I mean, and then I'll just go on talking about it.
Like, oh, okay, you just talk
because I feel
it.
Like you can't just say, hey, have you seen Project Runway? Because that implies like, hey, maybe you would like Project Runway. I have something to say about it.
Sure.
And then I'll just go blather on about why I decided to bring that up, and then they'll be silent and be like, okay.
I feel like it would be awkward if they didn't see it, and then you randomly just started about talking about Project Runway. Because it's one thing to be in a conversation with someone and then naturally progress to a topic like Project Runway. Like, maybe you're talking about fashion, and then like, oh, do you watch Project Runway? But, like, to just walk up to someone, maybe you're both getting coffee or something in the morning, and being like, did you see Project Runway? And they're like, I don't watch Project Runway. And you're like, well,
here's why I like it.
See, I'm too awkward to, like, even consider doing something like that. So kudos to you for having the balls to just be like, Project Runway.
I don't think I'm, like, any less awkward than you, but I feel like if I just drop it after that, it's way worse.
No, you're probably right.
So I do. I'll go into it, and then afterwards they'll be like, okay, and I'll just be like, okay.
And then at the end of it, they probably think, like, wow, they really like Project Runway. They're telling me all about it.
Yeah. I think that's my whole style of communicating with people at work. I just bring up something random, usually something like 20 or 30 years old.
Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't.
Usually doesn't.
See, I'm too in my head to do that because I'm like, oh, if I did that, I'd have to like drop it if they didn't know what I'm talking about. But you're probably right. Dropping it would be more awkward than just blathering on about it for a little while. You know what I mean?
I mean, I won't talk about it for, like, 20 minutes straight or anything, but I usually pepper in little thoughts that they can respond to. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll as an example, I'll bring up what I liked about a certain dress, describe it to them, be like, oh, okay.
Then they can have like a little input into the conversation.
Yeah, I leave little good opportunities like
little
that.
Little nuggets for them to latch onto. See, that's good. That's good. Project Runway. So you're into Project Runway a lot. That's really the thing of your life right now. That would be like the define.
Yeah, there it is.
I like how you just like, yep, that's it. That's all that's going on with me. I am playing a video game that's really hard right now. That's what's happening in my life currently.
Cool.
I think I told you about this. You've probably heard many words about the samurai game that's super hard.
Yeah,
called Sekiro or whatever. I got it like 3 weeks ago, and I'm not going to lie, I'm burnt out on it now. But I'm too far along to give up. You know what I mean?
There's enough people talking about this game right now and probably spoiling it that you know exactly how far into it you are. About
I'm at the very end. I'm like at the last 5% of the game. Maybe 10. Probably 5%. I'm very at the very end. But like, I know I have a really hard part coming up, and I just don't want to do it. You know? But like, at the same time, like, I've gotten so far, it would be stupid of me to not finish. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you gave it this long. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. If I gave it up, like, what else am I going to do with my time? You know, like, might as well do this. It's just, it's weird. But yeah, Hard Games has been, if you've been reading Twitter for the past 3 weeks, has been, like, the hot topic of video game discourse lately. Because people are mad that... Well, they're either mad that it's too hard and there's no easy difficulty, or they're mad that people are mad that it's too hard and there's no easy difficulty. So it's like this fight on both sides, you know, that like is bubbling up to the surface.
Give me a rundown for anybody who doesn't know. Why are people mad that this game is hard?
Okay, so people bought this game for $60 and it was advertised as hard. But maybe they're like, you know, they didn't realize how hard it was going to be. They play it, they realize it's really, really hard. They realize there's no way to make it easier, really, in any way. And they have to return it, you know? And if they're really excited about the game, and they like the story, or like they like it's fun, like it's fun to play, or they like the visuals or whatever, they have to return it, and they are disappointed that they have to do that. So that kind of started the whole, like, oh, why doesn't this game offer an easier difficulty for me? That doesn't make sense.
Right.
And then the other side is angry that other people are trying to steer the artistic vision, if you will, of said game, in that you're offering a difficulty is changing the, you know, design or whatever. Which, I guess, both of these are valid criticisms, I think, but at the end of the day, some people are, but I don't think either side is truly arguing, like, one thing is right and one thing is wrong. I think the people that want a difficulty, an easier difficulty, are legitimately sad that they're can't play, and then the people that don't want that are proud of being able to play hard games.
Yeah,
that
makes sense.
That's generally the sentiment. Although I think it's silly to be so proud of beating hard games that you don't want other people to
be able to enjoy.
Be able to play them on an easier... Like, it doesn't really affect you in any way if someone plays it on an easier difficulty.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played this game, but I can just sort of imagine if there was an easy difficulty, you can still beat it on hard and be proud of yourself.
Yeah, you absolutely could.
You can.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's where I'm at. It's just a weird thing to complain about. And I thought that we were done with this argument like 2 weeks ago. It was all everyone talked about. And then I was like, all right, well, I'm done with this. Like, I said my piece. And then articles started coming out about it.
Oh, yeah.
And then those kind of the discussion started up again, and then it kind of died down again. And then another article started coming out. Like, and it's just like, someone keeps bringing up some point on either side that starts the whole fight again. And I don't know, it's just a thing. that's annoying. And I'm just tired of hearing about it over and over again now, because
yeah, I'm sick of hearing about it too. This is why I have most game talk like muted on Twitter. I just don't want to read this crap.
And the weird thing about me is like I hate game talk, but I get sucked into it all the time. Because I have opinions on things, and I like to argue with people. I legitimately do like to argue. And I especially enjoy arguing when I know the other side is wrong. I know that sounds very, like, hoity-toity of me, but I'm like, you're wrong, and let me explain why you're wrong. But, like, I just feel the natural magnetic pull to do that. And it's bad.
Can I briefly go over, like, sort of my opinion on it and just say what I think? Again, I haven't played this game, but I have noticed that this game did extremely well in sales. It made a lot of money. It sold a lot of copies.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also noticed... so this is a single-player game, right?
It is, yeah.
And this site, Twitch... You know Twitch. Everybody knows Twitch. Mm-hmm. This game is doing really, really well on Twitch. Yeah, better
people
than
love to see people die on Twitch.
Better than I've ever seen a single-player game do. And I think that this super hard difficulty... The lack of an easy difficulty makes it more interesting. In a land where we have the internet and like a normal game where you can just Google the answer to everything in a game, the really high difficulty like adds mysteriousness to the game.
Oh, you can Google the answer to everything, but does that mean you're going to be able to pull it off? No.
No.
You know what I mean? There is like a skill there, and I do agree with you. It does add some kind of, this is super hard, and
it's a spectacle. Weird.
It is, but does that actually translate to the game selling better? Maybe, maybe not. I personally don't think it does. I think the reason it's selling really well is just because it's published by Activision and has really good marketing.
Yeah. Is it Activision? I thought it was from...
Or it is from, but Activision is publishing it. It's the first game
I didn't know Activision.
They promoted it pretty hard. I mean, they're Activision. So I think it's selling well just because it's promoted really well. And it's a good game. I'm not saying it's not. But I would be very interested to see how many people that bought it are returning. Like, tried to get refunds or returning it.
Yeah.
I don't think that puts a giant dent in its sales, but, like, I think it puts some... And I guess my argument is, like, adding an easy mode probably wouldn't make sales go down. It would probably make them go up, so... I do understand your point with the mystique.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with you, kind of, at the end of the day, but I am sort of interested in the idea of playing with a way to make single-player games more interesting now that we have the internet.
Because there's a mystique.
Yeah.
But does that, your point is good for if I'm going on Twitch and I want to watch someone play a game. Like, that adds a lot to me wanting to watch it, right? Does that add to me wanting to play it? Well, for someone that doesn't like difficult games, absolutely not. It's a deterrent to them. You know what I mean?
But so. For someone who does like difficult games, like, absolutely. You see someone playing it, you'll be like, yeah, I want that to be me. I want to do that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So, I don't know. The arguments on both sides are kind of drawn out, and they're kind of annoying at this point. And I'm ready to be done with the game and to be done with the arguments. But here's the thing about me. Like, I don't like to put my opinions down on a video game until I'm finished with it. Mm-hmm. Because when I say, oh, I did stop playing this game, and they'd be like, some people would be like, oh, how'd you like it? I'd be like, oh, I'd give it a 7 out of 10 or whatever, right? They'd be like, well, you didn't finish it. You don't know how good it is, you know. So I, like, need to beat Sekiro so that I can say on Twitter, hey, that game was about a 7 out of 10, everyone. You know, like, because it's not, I feel like it wouldn't be felt as valid unless I finished it, you know. I can't have that 100% opinion on it until I finish it. Because maybe I'll finish it and I'll be like, wow, that was an amazing ending, 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10. You know what I mean? I don't know, maybe. Yeah. But, like, as it stands, I'm currently, like, I like it, but there's some shit I don't like about it. And I need to finish it in order to, like, make my come in to the discourse as a final thing. Like, hey, this is my last thought on this game. It's about a 7 out of 10. Here's what I liked. Here's what I didn't like. Goodbye. I'm never talking about this ever again. You know what I mean? Like, it's, like, the final nail in the coffin, if you will.
You should just do it. This weekend, you got to marathon it. Play it like 18 hours straight.
Well,
just
I don't have 18 hours left in the game, but, well, here's the thing. I have like 3 hours left if I play well. I have 18 hours left if I play poorly. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, it could take me forever, but in an ideal world, I probably only have a few hours left. But,
yeah, we'll see. I think you should do it.
I'm just dreading this final encounter.
Yeah.
So much. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's Sekiro. That's what's happening in my life. You're watching Project Runway. I'm playing Sekiro. I kind of wish we could switch places in our current obsessions right now, because I could really use just some low-key Project Runway kind of...
Yeah. You could have it on in the background.
Yeah, while I play Sekiro.
Yeah. Find out who made the good dress this week.
I see. I would be distracted by Project Runway. I'd be like playing, and I need to block at like a perfect time, and then they're like, "And the winner is," but I'm be like, "Oh!" And then I'm like, get killed. Like, as you know, I'm watching Project Runway.
I've been playing Final Fantasy VII on the Switch while watching Project Runway, see, that's a game you can kind of zone out on, which is nice.
Living the dream. The nice thing about RPGs is, when they have a story moment, you know, okay, this is a story, I need to pay attention. When you're just running around, you're like, oh, I'm just grinding, like, or I'm just battling, like, I can kind of use half my brain for this, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, that's and, nice. You know, let's be honest, in the story parts in Final Fantasy VII, you can kind of use half your brain, too.
Because they're like, what is happening with this?
Yeah.
Although they're good for a video game. The remake of Final Fantasy VII is going to come out one day.
No, it's not.
I was talking about this with someone because they wanted to make it. They want to make it episodic. You've heard about this, right?
Yeah, I've heard it.
And I'm like, how are you going to make it episodic? That doesn't make any sense. Like, you're playing it right now. Where are you at? Like, what disc? Well, you probably don't know discs.
I'm at the end of the first disc ish.
So you're about to. So you got out of Midgar.
Yeah.
And you're at like the Temple of the Ancients, I think.
I just met Bugenhagen.
Ah, Bugenhagen. Sorry, we're really nerding out on the first half of the project. But that's okay. This is a video game episode, I guess. Bugenhagen, okay, so you're nearing the end of disc one. You have a couple things left to do. Just real sidebar, I love the name Bugenhagen
a lot. Yeah, it's like the greatest name in all of video games. It's like
my favorite name. So you're near Bugenhagen. So, like, you having played up to that point, and they want to make it episodic, like, where do you... episode it, you know what I mean? Like, how do they do that? Like, what do you think they're gonna do?
They could just do it disc by disc. I just have a feeling they're not gonna do that.
I don't think they have the... Like, if they're gonna do it episodic, and they're gonna do it disc by disc, the problem with doing it disc by disc is at disc one, you're on the world map already, right? So it's like, they have to design out the whole frickin' world map at that point, you know?
Yeah,
they're doing, and I just don't think they're there. You know, I think episodic they're going to be like, all right, Midgar is episode one. You know, and
yeah, I see this being either like 30 episodes, or they'll just do like Half-Life 2, release one episode and just forget that they promised other ones.
Here's the problem I think about it, okay, right? So, like, let's say they release episode one, Final Fantasy VII, and they do, like, Midgar. So that's, like, the first... It's not really the first third. It's, like, the first quarter of the game.
It's, like, the first hour of the game.
No, you're in Midgar for a while. It's the first quarter. Maybe the fifth. I don't know. It's the first fifth of the game. So they do that. They do episode one. A crap ton of people buy it, right? Because everyone loves frickin' Final Fantasy VII. Crap ton of people are gonna buy this, even if it's bad.
Yeah,
but then, you know, they're going to release episode two maybe a year later. I don't know. It's going to take them a while. And it's going to be like, all right, episode two is getting your first chocobo and meeting Bugenhagen and doing the Temple of the Ancients. And, like, not that that's a bad part of the game, but, like, that's not a really exciting episode two, you know, for Final Fantasy VII. And I feel like all the people that bought episode one... Like, half of them are just going to not buy episode two because they're like, I don't care about that. I just wanted to play the beginning. And then they're going to keep making episodes, and the people that buy it are just going to keep falling off on every episode. Less and less people are going to
And if they do finish it one day, then maybe those people would come back and buy the whole thing. Yeah. But there are like you said, there are definitely like peaks and valleys where this game is interesting. Like the beginning, maybe the best beginning of an RPG ever.
Yeah, it's really good.
Then it's
not bad, but it's not bad, but it just like it's not as it's more of like a downtime. It's like a low key part of the game, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And like that works fine for when you're playing a whole game, but when you're playing an episode, it's like I don't want to play a low key episode. Like
yeah, like you're playing that filler episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, yeah, for like 20 hours for $60. Like no, thank you. Episode 2 of Final Fantasy VII is raising your first chocobo, meeting Bugenhagen, and doing that dumb real-time strategy game on Cosmo Canyon. That's the whole episode 2.
That game's fun. I love that game.
No, it's not. Nobody likes that
game. I love that game.
I hate that game. It's the worst fun. Part. It takes like 2 hours, and I'm like, I hate this. That should be all of episode 2. Just this is the real time.
The dumb game. Do you know how bad that game is? Okay.
I hate that game.
Right? I did this game.
Did you just do it recently?
It was a while ago. Okay, so at the beginning, they ask you for donations, right? And you're thinking, okay, I'll give them a donation.
Sure.
After you give them a donation, they just pocket that money, and you still have to use your own money to buy units.
Like, the donations did nothing.
They didn't do anything.
Like, they should have been, like, cheap credits towards, like, every donation gives you, like, a free unit, like, on a cheaper price or something. Yeah. But, like, no. No.
I don't know.
I hate that game so much. It takes forever.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Episode 2, Final Fantasy VII, is just all the mini games.
Every single one of them.
It's just, it starts at the, what is that place called?
Gold Saucer.
Gold Saucer. And it ends at the Cosmo Canyon RTS minigame. That's the whole game. And you do the snowboarding too. You know?
And the bike one where you hit people off.
Yeah, you do all those. That's just all episode 2. It's just minigame. The Final Fantasy VII minigame collection. But, I just feel like when they're doing episodes, they're just going to lose people every episode. And then by the last episode, like, they're going to have, like, a fifth of the people that bought episode 1 by the last episode.
Yeah.
And then at that point, it's like, well, we spent a crap ton of money developing episode 4 or whatever, and no one bought it, you know? It's like,
yeah,
it's not a great business strategy.
But then it would also take, like, 50 years to make the whole game, so...
I don't know how it's going to work. I don't think episodic makes sense. Unless they did, like, 2 episodes, and they were like, episode 1 is now, episode 2 is... Like, they told you exactly when... The 2 episodes were coming back. I think that's the only way that it would work. But
yeah. Really, I'm just expecting either it'll never be released or we'll get an episode 1 and then that's going to be it. We'll
never get any other.
And episode. Then it'll be a Half-Life.
I was like, well, we figured out we wouldn't make a lot of money on other episodes, so we're just going to drop it. Because they'd make a crap ton of money on episode 1.
Hell yeah, they would.
And then the return on investment for the future episodes would be really bad in relation to the development costs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so they'd probably just be like, oh, well, episode 1 make a crap ton of money, so there, we're done. We're done, that's it.
Maybe in order to play episode 1, you have to promise to enter into a monthly subscription. And if you exit the monthly subscription at any time, you won't get any more episodes.
Like, you ever. You're not allowed to ever buy.
It doesn't matter if it takes, like, 3 years. You have to stay in it.
And what happens if you leave and you want to play it later?
Too bad.
It's like, that's it. That would be the best business strategy of all time.
And they Comcast you, too. It's a $200 cancellation fee.
You don't buy episode or you don't buy Final Fantasy VII. You subscribe to it.
Yeah,
this is a good Square Enix business model right here.
Yeah,
it's like $10 a month to wait for episode 2
forever.
You should work in the business department of Square. That's a good idea. Oh man.
Do you want to do your first trivia question?
I would love to do my first trivia question.
All right. Yes. This one is about literature.
All right. I'm going to use 50-50 on this one.
Okay.
I feel like I know a little about literature.
Okay. Your first question is, In the novels by Ian Fleming, what is James Bond's record for most cigarettes smoked in a single day?
Wow. Okay.
Is it A, 80? Is it B, 100? Is it C, 120? Or is it D, 140?
God, that's... These are all possible. That's also a lot of cigarettes.
That's a lot.
James Bond. Like, I want to say it's 80 because that's the least, but that's still a lot of cigarettes. I would die in one day if I smoked 80 cigarettes.
I don't know if you can smoke that many in a day.
Oh, you like, can.
If you... What, do you have, like, five on one hand? Like...
Wait, let me do the math really fast. This is my...
What's 80 divided by 24?
That's what I was about to do.
How many is that?
Well, no, hold on. You have to do... How would you do this? You do 24 times 60 times... Right? Times 6... Wait. Yeah, 24 times 60, right? That's how many minutes are in a day, right?
Yeah.
And then if you're doing 80 cigarettes, that means you have to smoke one cigarette every 18 minutes. But, hold on, that doesn't count because... 24, you have to subtract 8 from 24, assuming James Bond's getting 8 hours of sleep, right? Let's assume that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 16 hours to work with, times 60 minutes, that's 960 minutes, divided by 80 cigarettes. He has to smoke one cigarette every 12 minutes. So that means basically, okay, 12 minutes sounds high, but it's not that high because... If you think about it, it takes a few minutes to smoke one cigarette.
Yeah.
So by the time he's done with his first cigarette...
He can have a 2-minute break.
He can have a couple minute break and then he smokes another cigarette almost immediately. This gives him no time to really sleep or eat or anything like that. He's just smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, he can't eat. He can't swim. He can't change his clothes. He can't take a shower.
That's the thing about James Bond. He's swimming a lot of the time in these things. He's like in his bathing suit like half the time in these books and movies. So let me do 960 divided by 140 was the high, right?
Yeah.
Next one. So he would have to smoke a cigarette every 6.8 minutes. Which means he's literally chain smoking the minute he gets up until he goes to sleep. Like, he's not stopping. He just wakes up and then just, like, keeps going. And then, like, he would need a lot of packs of cigarettes just on him. Like, how many cigarettes in a pack? 10? 20?
20.
So he'd need, 7 packs just on his person at all times.
Yeah.
This sounds like a challenge. You know, like he was challenged to do this.
Yeah, and he just never stopped.
And he's like, I'm James Bond. I can do whatever I want. I'm going to use my 50-50 on this one.
Okay.
But I'm leaning towards 80 because it's smaller.
It is either 80 or 120.
Wow, that's a lot of cigarettes. All right, I'm going to go with 80 because I feel like it's a more reasonable answer. Final answer, 80.
Okay. 80 is correct.
Yes. That's still crazy. You have to smoke a cigarette every 12 minutes. I don't know how that's physically possible.
Maybe, it might not be physically
maybe
possible.
Maybe he was being tortured by, like, Dr. No or whatever, and the torture involved just making him smoke a cigarette every, like, all the time. Like, he just kept smoking them.
Oh, it's like a crank thing where if he stops smoking, his heart will explode?
Yes, yes, it's like crank.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
So he constantly has to smoke cigarettes. And he's given a, like, infinite supply by his nemesis, you know.
Yeah, he has, like, I think he smokes custom cigarettes in the movie, too. So he must order, like, a lot of cigarettes
at a time. You know how expensive smoking 80 custom cigarettes in one day would be? That would be, like, $1,000
right there. $80.
Oh, man. 12 minutes a cigarette. So... That's something right there. I don't know how he would get away with that, but I guess you can. What else are we talking about? Oh, there's been this trend. I don't want to talk about it too much, but we've seen this on Twitter. Brands are all over the place. They're out of control.
Yeah.
Brands. They're absolutely out of control. 100%. They're trying to be like people. They're trying to like take on people attributes so that people interact with them and retweet them and blah blah blah, and it is the most dystopian thing in the world right now, I think, in my personal opinion. I don't know if you have any.
They want to hang out with you. They want to get in with your friends and join your conversations.
Yeah, it's creeping me out, like, a lot. Just yesterday, I saw a tweet from, I don't remember who it was from.
Was it Wendy?
It was from a brand. And then Coca-Cola replied, like, oh, I got a Coke for that, or whatever. Like, someone was like, a brand was like, we're thirsty. And Coke was like, I got you, you know, the brand. Mm-hmm. And then all the, you know how Coca-Cola owns, like, 20 drinks?
Yeah.
All the Coca-Cola subsidiaries chained responded to that tweet with their own, like, brandy, like, version of, I'm in, I'll help you. Like, Fanta was like, we got you with Fanta, or whatever, you know.
And you it was have just my like, axe and my sword. Yeah, exactly.
And it was just like, Coke, Fanta, Sprite, you know, vitamin water. Like, all of the freaking things just kept going. And it's like, at this point, it's like, okay, the brands are just talking to themselves now. They're pretending that they're, like, real people. And it's weird. It's weirding me out.
Yeah, they pretend to have, like, brand clicks. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's weird.
You know how, like, Wendy and Arby like to flame McDonald's? They like to, like, gang up and...
Yeah, on McDonald's, because McDonald's is the bigger one, the big boy, you know?
Yeah.
The big one. It's weird that how much people, like, gravitate towards this, though. Like, it's so obvious that they're, like, being nefarious, what they're doing. Like, they're trying to get you to spend money in, like, kind of a sketchy, weird way. But people, like, are eating it up. They're like, this is so funny. I love the Wendy's tweets. They're hilarious. And it's like, you do realize they're, like, advertising to you in, like, a shitty way. And you're fine with it. Like, it's just weird to me. Yeah. It's weirding me out.
I think it should make people feel weird, and I don't think people should like it.
I don't either. If someone retweets, like, a brand... Like a brand tweet, I unfollow them because I'm like, I don't want you to be tweeting about this brand that has. They're not trying to be funny. They're trying to get you to buy a cheeseburger, and that feels weird to me. That feels dirty. Why are you advertising for them?
Using social media, you're already getting bombarded with advertisements. I don't want to see more of them.
No, I want to see less. And that's the thing. They're like They like found a way to basically advertise to you without you realizing you're being advertised to.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how people aren't seeing this. Maybe
they don't have to pay for it, too. That's really important.
No, they don't pay for it at all.
It's
and
free.
Like, I don't know if it's people just don't see this or people just don't care, but they should care because do you want the internet to be all ads? Because that's where it's going to be if this continues. Because literally, like, if brands find that this is more effective than, like, traditional television advertising or whatever... The internet is going to be entirely fake, like, brands faking being people, like social media brands, and they're going to interact with people. And that's going to be the whole thing. And then you won't be able to tell an ad from an actual person talking to you because you have no idea if someone is trying to advertise to you or not.
Yeah, that's what I wonder, too, about these people that pretend they like. Like, do you know a real person that likes tweets like that?
Yeah, I do.
In real life?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I don't. But that makes me wonder, too, because it's so easy to create a Twitter account. And, you know, you have to imagine that if there's something that a corporation can do to make money, they're probably doing it.
Oh, they're absolutely doing it. Like,
and
100%.
A really good thing to do would be to make just a bunch of fake people that like all your tweets and are like, wow, I love this. It's super cool.
Here's a weird thing that I feel like we don't as a society talk about this enough because it's a weird thing. Like, people assume the worst with companies when they're, like, obviously evil. So, like, oil companies, for example, people, like, know that they're evil, right? They're like, oh, they're looking out for their bottom line, blah, blah, blah. Or, like, a company like, a lot of video game companies get this because people don't like their you know, business practices. So they're like, oh, they're an easy target. Like, I hate them. They're evil. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Or, like, any company that does kind of sketchy things, like, that is in the press a lot. It's obvious that they're evil. People, like, love to say, like, oh, they're weird business practices. They're evil. I don't like them. The weird thing is all companies are like this. Almost 100%.
Every single one of them.
Every public company is like this. But people... don't realize that. Well, maybe they realize it, but they just don't. They don't make a fuss about it when they're having a laugh. You know what I mean? Like, when Wendy's posts a tweet about how funny something is, you can disregard that they pay their workers less than minimum wage or whatever it, whatever the controversy is that they have, which I'm sure they have, because it's funny. Like, you're going to turn a blind eye. But, like, when Shell dumps a lot of oil in the ocean, then it's like, oh, that's bad.
Right, naughty, naughty.
But, like, eventually, you know, what Shell should do is just have their own fucking Twitter account that tweets funny things, and then everyone will forget about the terrible things that they do to the environment because, hey, they have really funny interactions with Arby's on Twitter sometimes, so I can forgive them for causing global warming or whatever. Ha ha ha. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you know what you could do, and I don't know that you could get away with this yet, but I think in a few years, if you're Shell, you could post some memes that are like making fun of animals coated in oil. I think you could. Do you know how funny? Yes. And like, I sound could, bad saying this. Do you know how funny that would be?
You couldn't do it now. You can do it in a couple years, though. 100% in a couple years. Yeah, you could do it.
People, in a couple years, that would be hilarious.
People would retweet it. Here's the other thing, kind of a segue. Companies are getting more and more brave with what they tweet. Like, they're willing to go controversial now.
Yeah.
Like, at first, they were willing, they were only going, like, funny and not offensive because they wanted to have the largest market. Now they realize they can go a little controversial because when they do something controversial, guess what? More people share it. More people talk about it. Their brand is more recognized.
Also, it's unexpected. It's humor. Like, you're not supposed to see a company who cares about its public image saying something really controversial that seems counterintuitive. And the fact that it's surprising is funny. You know what I mean?
Yep. No, I agree.
Like, that's the humor.
And there are some examples I could give. I don't want to get into it because it's a little, I don't know. It's tacky to talk about something like this. But there are brands that now, they tweet controversial things because they know people will engage it. And people are going to fight either way about... Here's the beautiful thing about this, and it's devious and clever and evil. Brand tweets something controversial. They know that the thing they're tweeting that's controversial has people on both sides that are willing to defend them and others, people that are willing to, like, crucify them, right?
Right.
So it's, like, just controversial enough to spark some controversy. But the thing is that one person will be like, oh, they have the right to do that. That's not that controversial because X, Y, and Z. And then the other person will be like, oh, that's very controversial. They should never say that. That's terrible because of X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And then you have this giant dialogue between these two sides over this one post by a brand on social media. And now we're talking about this brand for like 2 weeks from one tweet. Yeah. And they've generated free advertising for themselves based on being controversial. And we're eating up. We're like walking right into it as people. We're like, yeah, let's argue about this. Like, why? It has no bearing on your life. But we're like choosing that, like, let's latch onto this tweet this brand made.
Yeah, the trick is to get something where you can split people as close to even as possible, like 50-50 into two sides. Uh-huh. And a really good way to do this, like, I'll just say it. I know exactly what you're talking about and where you're going this. But the best way to do this is to exploit, like, a marginalized group of people.
100%.
Like maybe overweight people or people of different races or heights or just any marginalized group. You exploit them and you get people. Everybody needs to have an opinion.
Yeah, it's important. And the more nuance in the opinion, the better, because then it's not like one side versus another. It's like there's a whole swath of people with opinions on this thing, and like some people are like, well, it's okay under these circumstances. It's like, oh, it's not okay ever, da 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 da. And then people are talking about your brand for weeks and weeks and weeks over this fake controversy. You could just make controversy out of anything on the internet, and people will latch onto it, and it could be like the most benign thing in the world. It's like, why the hell are we caring about this at all? But, like, brands are exploiting this expertly in, like, an evil way. And I absolutely hate it. But, like, we're obsessed with it so much. I don't know. It's a scary future, I feel like. It's very scary. It scares me, like, the fact that they have so much... Brands seem to have so much control over the course of dialogue on the internet because they have figured out how to exploit everyone in talking about them. And it's weird. It's really weird.
Yeah, it makes me feel weird.
But what are you going to do? The best I can do is just not engage these brands. And judge people who do engage them. But, yeah. It's a scary world out there. I don't know. Oh God, let's do another trivia.
Another trivia, yeah. This is all right.
Terrible.
This next one is about the internet.
I love it because we're talking about the internet right now.
Yeah. What will be your lifeline to use on this question?
I feel like I know a lot about the internet. You know what I'll do? I'll do a 5-second Google because it's an internet question. Oh, see what I did there?
Good choice.
Thank you.
Your question is, what is the longest featured article on Wikipedia?
Whoa, this is a good question. All right.
What do you got? This is like character count.
Yeah.
Is it A, Barack Obama?
Okay.
Is it B, Germany?
Okay.
Is it C, Bob Dylan?
Okay.
Or is it D, the history of Poland from 1945 to 1989?
I mean, there's a lot happening in Poland, but I feel like the Wikipedia on Germany probably has more things in it than all the other ones. I mean, I don't know. This might not be true. Barack Obama, you'd have his whole biography in there. But, like, I mean, he's got a lot going on, but, like, not as much as a whole country. So, what was the third one? Bob Dylan. I mean, same thing with Barack. He's just one person. True. Although he's really old now, so he has lived a long and storied life.
Right.
I think my gut is Germany, because it's like, that makes sense to me the longest. Like, it's the biggest thing. They can have the most information on there without running out of things to talk about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my guess, but I'm going to Google it.
Okay.
All right. So, longest featured article on Wikipedia, right?
Longest featured article. Featured is an important word.
I got it. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. Ready, set, Google.
Longest featured article, Wikipedia. Done. Oh, God. Am I allowed to scroll? I'm not, R.I.
I think you can scroll.
I'm allowed to scroll. Okay. Oh, actually, it says it right there. Longest featured article, Barack Obama.
Is that your final answer?
I mean, that's the only thing I see here that has any relation to what you said. So, yeah, I'm going with Barack Obama, final answer.
Okay. Barack Obama's correct.
That's really interesting, because
yeah.
I feel like Germany would be more. Because I feel like there's more stuff in Germany than... information about Germany than Barack Obama.
Barack Obama's is the longest by over 50,000 characters.
That's so weird. Maybe if we lived in Germany, the German Wikipedia would be really long.
Like, this is the English Wikipedia, and the United States is not even in the top 10.
That's so weird. That doesn't make any sense.
What do you think the second one is?
Is it one of the ones you listed or no?
No, these are all in the top 10. The second one is Hillary Clinton.
Really?
Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah, I'm serious. And I think the third might be Joe Biden. I can look real quick.
What the hell is it with Democratic candidates in long Wikipedia articles?
I don't know. Like, I could see Barack Obama. Like, the dude has done, like, a whole hell of a lot of stuff.
I mean, he was the president. If anyone's going to have a long Wikipedia article, it's the former president of the United States.
Yeah.
But Hillary Clinton doesn't make sense. She hasn't even been president.
Yeah, so number one at, 341,000 characters is Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, then Mitt Romney, then John McCain, then Germany.
I see what's going on here.
What's up?
So this is when they're on the campaign trail. Mm-hmm. They're putting a shit ton of information in their Wikipedias so that people don't have to Google their website. They can just go to the Wikipedia. They'll have all the information they need to make an informed decision on the candidate. So they're trying to just load all the stuff you need to know about this politician into their Wikipedia so that you know exactly what they stand for.
Yeah.
Which is really funny to me because there are 1,000 things more interesting than the life of politicians.
Yeah.
And yet, here we are, having them as the longest Wikipedia article.
I think that makes sense, though. That's good logic, where... because, a lot of people get their information from Wikipedia. Yep, it's a pretty trusted source.
And they're probably making sure that they have all the information there, accurate, and a shit ton more information, more than you'd ever need.
Yeah.
So that they can just one-stop shop to find out information about this politician.
Yeah. Bob Dylan is actually 7th. Which I think is really cool.
And the reason for that is because people fucking love Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
And they just probably want to write a lot about him. And he has, like, this weird mythology around him, where, like, there's a lot of, like, rumors about what happened with him and stuff. So there's just a lot of stories that I feel like people are just writing about
in Wikipedia,
which is also cool. But maybe this predicts Bob Dylan running for governor one day. No, I don't know.
I don't know if Bob Dylan is still alive, is he?
He is. He's alive. He's alive. Okay. He's been alive for a while, yeah. Yeah, so that is what it is. I'm glad I got that one right. I'm 2 for 2 now.
Yeah, 2 for 2.
Yeah, good. Last topic I wanted to do before we got into Ask Reddit.
Okay.
This is a weird one. Are you prepared?
I'm prepared.
This is a social topic. Social. Are you good at social topics?
No.
Okay, I'm not either.
I feel like when we combine ourselves, though, we're
one social person.
Yeah, we're decent.
We're one social person. Okay, so this goes back to a story that happened to me last Friday, actually, which was a good story. So last Friday, I was at work, and the power just randomly shuts off the whole office, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they send an email, and obviously we can't get emails because the power's off, but some people have it on their phone. And they're like, the power's off. We have no estimated time for when the power's going to come back. So we're going to call the day. This is at like noon, like 12:30. So they're like, well, we're calling the day. Like, you can go home, put 8 hours on your thing. You know, like,
yeah.
You can go home. You're paid for a full day, whatever. And so some people that I'm friends with at work were like, oh, we're going to a bar. Do you want to go? And I was like, yes, I want to go. Let's go to the bar. And so we went to a bar, and we had a great time. And I was there for a few hours, and then I left. And it stood out to me for two reasons. One, because they just asked me if I wanted to go to the bar, and I was like, yes, and it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. And two, I had a good time at the bar for a few hours, and then I went home, and that was the only obligation I had. And I didn't have to think about it in weeks in the lead-up or anything like that. I didn't have to plan for it or anything like that. Now, the reason I'm telling you this story is because this group of people at work are notorious for their planning of things to do as activities with other people at work. And they always ask me if I want to do X, Y, or Z. And most of the time, I'm like, no, I don't want to do X, Y, or Z, because that is just too much work for me to expend trying to do it. So, like, example was like, we're gonna rent a court out and play volleyball one day. And I was like, I don't want to do that under any circumstances, play volleyball with you guys.
That's important. So, volleyball?
Yes.
That was their choice?
That was their choice.
I want to go into all your reasons for not playing volleyball.
Because, okay.
Every single one of them.
Reason number one is I have to, like, make sure that I'm physically fit enough to play volleyball before playing it. Reason number two, I have to do some... I don't have volleyball clothes. I have to figure out what volleyball clothes are and, like, be able to wear them the day before, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. Reason number three, I can't just leave a volleyball game mid-game, right? I can't just be like, well, that was fun, I'm out. Like, if it's going on, it's going on. I'm there until it ends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have to plan my whole day around. Like, say we're going to volleyball noon on a Saturday. I can't make plans for Saturday at 4. I might be playing volleyball at 4. I have no idea how long volleyball lasts. I've never played volleyball before. And then reason number four, after they're done with volleyball, maybe they'll want to hang out or something. Which, honestly, I like hanging out with people, but not after I played volleyball for 3 hours. So those are my four reasons off the top of my head. There's probably more. Oh, reason number five is I would make a fool of myself because I don't know how to play volleyball.
Yeah. Me too. I mean, like, all these are true for me.
And reason number six is I feel like I would be, because there's too many people to play volleyball all at once. So there'd be times where I'm just sitting, not playing volleyball, so other people can play. And I'd be bored out of my mind not playing volleyball. I mean, I'd be bored playing volleyball too, but I'd also be bored not playing it.
Yeah. It's like, it's a lot, right?
It's a lot to do. It's a lot to do. It's a whole lot. And so the reason the beer thing stood out to me is because I was like, this is great. If y'all want to hang out, let's just do this again. Like, just be like, let's go for a beer. All right, I'm going. Let's
Anybody can do that. You don't need special clothes. You don't need to know how to play volleyball.
You don't have to plan your day around it. It's just a spur-of-the-moment thing. And this has boggled my mind. I'm a 31-year-old man, right? Like, I have never wanted to play volleyball with someone once in my life, okay? So, like, but I find that every friend group I make over the course of my life always tries to make excuses for hanging out. And what I mean by excuses is, do you want to play volleyball? Do you want to play laser tag? Do you want to go to the farmer's market? Do you want to see this really bad off-Broadway show with me? Like, all these stupid excuses that I would never in a million years do alone, that they somehow think that they would want to do, that I would want to do with them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where in reality, if you want to hang out with me, just invite me over to your house. We can order a pizza. Or invite me to a bar, and we'll go there and have a drink. Something simple that I can do without any forewarning, and I don't have to fucking understand the rules of volleyball in order to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And I just feel like
that's so funny. So do they, is volleyball a regular thing, or is that just a one-off?
That was just an example. Another thing that they did is there was a hiking trail.
Oh, no.
And they were like, let's get up really early, and we'll hike this trail. And they're like, Chris, do you want to hike? And I'm like, no, I do not want to hike. I don't know where we're going. The thought of hiking stresses me out more than anything else, because I'm like, how long is this trail going to take? What if I get tired halfway through? What if I need water? What if there's a medical emergency? Like, this whole thought process is, it's more stressful than it's worth.
You need a lot of stuff to do these two things, though. Like, usually if a person is a hiker, like, that's like half of their house dedicated to being a hiker. You need your sticks, your shoes, you need supplies and stuff.
Yeah.
So you can't just go out there.
No, you can't just go. And there's the things, like, the excuses for going out are so annoying these days. And, like, everyone I know, every group I know, like, makes excuses to hang out with people. And I hate excuses. Like, I just want to, like, if I'm friends with someone, I don't need to be doing something complicated with them.
Yeah.
Like, just have a beer with me, or we can play video games, or we can watch a movie. Like, something simple. Like, it doesn't need to be complicated. If I'm friends with you, you're interesting enough that I don't need another activity to distract me from being around you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
It just, I don't know. It's happened to me.
How old are these people, just out of curiosity?
A lot of them are younger than me, but a few of them are my age.
Yeah, that's... See, I work with a lot of people that are older than me, and whenever we get together, it is just, let's go for a beer.
It's low-key.
Yeah, it's low-key. I think as you get older, you kind of realize that no one wants to do all this stupid stuff.
Yeah, it's like, boring, and no one likes it. Like, literally no one likes it. But it's... I mean, I think I've always been this way, but I'm definitely more this way now. Like, I think I've always... Like, if someone invited me to go volleyball when I was 23, I'd probably do it. And I wouldn't have a good time there, and I'd, like, at the end of it, I'd be like, why didn't we just go for a beer? But, like, now I'm at the point in my life where I'm like, screw that, that's stupid.
Here's my thing. Like, if we go play volleyball together, me and you, I'm not going to have fun because of the volleyball. I'm going to have fun in spite of the volleyball.
Right, like it's
if we have fun, it will be nothing to do with the volleyball part.
Like, that has no bearing on having fun in the situation. I feel like I should tell people that, then invite me to things. Like, you know, I'm gonna have fun despite this, right? Like, that's, like, the whole point. Yeah. But, like, at that point, like, why are we playing volleyball if I'm not gonna have fun? But maybe other people like that. Like, maybe they like being active and doing things together. But I don't know.
Maybe.
It's just weird to me. Like, if a friend wants to do something with me, let's just do something simple. Like, I just want to hang out with you. I don't want to play volleyball with you. I just want
to
hang out.
Or you can,
like,
maybe, build up. You can build up to volleyball.
Build up to volleyball.
That's
yeah,
a
maybe.
Big hurdle.
That's not something you just invite someone out of the blue to do. If you want, like, if you want to make friends with someone, you make friends with them by having a beer with them or hanging out, like, doing something low-key. You don't make friends with them while playing volleyball. I'm never going to be able to have a conversation with anyone while I'm playing volleyball, and I'm not going to get to know anyone while playing volleyball, you know? That's something you do after you've already built up to it. Or maybe you met playing volleyball. Then it makes sense to invite someone to play volleyball. But until that, no.
All right, we got some listener questions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did. Just now, I think.
All right, let's hear them.
What comic book would you be like? I feel like I'd be pretty lame.
What does that mean? What comic book would I be like?
Yeah, you as a person. You as a comic book character.
Am I choosing a title or a character?
Either one.
Like a fictional thing or something that, or I know it's all fictional, but like one that exists or one that I'm making up.
Let's do made up.
Made up comic books. I feel like we've done this before because I would be like, I would be. I don't know.
I think mine would be kind of like Twilight Zone, kind of like weird stories at night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of stories like this, but there's a guy, regular day, regular office life throughout the day, but then at night.
He does some cool stuff.
He does some cool stuff. He investigates the ghosts.
What would your stuff be? Would it be like a ghost paranormal thing?
Yeah, either like paranormal ghost stuff or maybe even petty crimes. Like nothing that hurts anybody, but maybe like graffiti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could we be like sidekicks in the ghost thing? Because I would want to do that.
Yeah.
Because that would be cool, right?
Yeah, so we want to investigate ghosts, but there's no such thing as ghosts. And no, but here's the thing. We both know this, but we don't want to discourage the passion we both have for ghosts. So we end up going out and exploring these abandoned buildings, right?
Oh, that sounds cool.
And we're acting scared, like, oh, I hope there's not a ghost over here.
Knowing full well that there are no ghosts.
And then, you know, by the end of the night, after we've had our fake scares, just trying to entertain each other, mm-hmm. We got some spray paint, and we, like, graffitied some symbols mm-hmm. on the walls to, like, bring more ghosts in and stuff.
That makes sense. And then, like, maybe we look at the footage later, and like, whoa, look at that! And, whoa, like, and knowing you see the blur it's over not, there? Not anything at all. I want to be a ghost. Like, I wanted to be a ghost hunter for a while there. Like, not really, but, like, wouldn't that be fun? Like, how unfair is that job? Think about that for a second. Like, how unfair is it for people to be ghost hunters? Like, they go out, they put themselves in absolutely no danger because ghosts don't exist. They go to cool houses with video cameras and just have fun for, like, hours. And then they go home and they make an episode out of it. And then they're like, that was it, ghost hunters. Like,
yeah, that'd be so sick.
That's not fair. Why do people get to do that?
You know we would be so good at this. Do you remember when we were kids, we used to literally do this. Like,
we'd be amazing ghost hunters.
Do you remember when you used to like open and close my doors and be like, I didn't do that? Who did that? What?
Yeah, I'd be amazing in ghost hunting. And scaring you fakely as a ghost.
Yeah, and I'd pretend to be scared and then you'd pretend to be scared.
And it'd make for great TV. I mean, this is what the ghost hunters do already. They pretend to be scared. I could do that. We could have a duo and we could do handheld camera. You can have one in, like, your head, and I'm, like, holding mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just, like, go to, like, random houses and, like, what was that? Oh, no! You know. And that's the whole thing. That's the whole show. Time Bat Ghost Show.
I don't know. Let's do it one day. That would be sick. Anyway, it would make a good comic book, too.
I would want it. Yeah, it would be a fun comic book to read. I'm just jealous of ghost hunters. Like, how do they get to do that? I want to do that. It's not fair.
I think first you have to go to ghost school and like
hunter school.
I'm not making that up. I'm sure there's a ghost school that you can go to.
So the one ghost hunter show I watched, because this was all the rage like 10 years ago, I remember on like Discovery Channel.
Right.
The people that did it were plumbers. Like they were plumbers. Like mm-hmm. that's what they did before the ghost hunter show took off. And they started ghost hunting as plumbers and then they got a show on Discovery and then they became the ghost hunters.
That totally started out as like a bit they did to entertain themselves while they were cleaning shit out of pipes.
Probably. They're like, did you hear that? Something's in the pipes. It's a ghost. It's a pipe ghost. You know?
Yeah.
And then they're like, you know what? We can make a show out of this. Oh, yeah, we could. And then they did. Ugh. We're more entertaining than those fools, but whatever. It's fine. You know, if we had a ghost hunter show, we can make up the coolest lore for the ghosts, too.
Yeah.
Like, you and me. So we have we go to this house. And it's not listed. Like, it's not a famous house. Like, we wouldn't go to any famous haunting locations.
Yeah.
So we go to a house in, like, New Jersey of some old woman. And we go in there. And then we just make shit up, right? We're like, oh, you know, 20 years ago, a woman had a child. And that child went mentally ill and stabbed their whole family. And,
right.
You know, like, we just make shit up. Right, the whole time.
Yeah, and I would bring props. Like I would bring like 7 Bibles and just like throw them and be like, oh, "Look over there!" The Bible.
Just say stuff in Latin randomly, ominous day, whatever, and just throw Bibles everywhere.
We could hire contractors. Like there are real seance people that you can pay to do seances. We could hire them to come and hang out for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, and just be there and while we're hunting ghosts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We could do this. We literally could do this. But anyway, maybe one day. Maybe when I'm retired, I'll be become a ghost hunter. We can both do it. I mean, I also want to be a cult leader, too, so it's like, I don't know. Both of those are kind of, you know what I mean? I don't know what I
want. We could do both.
We could do both. Cult / ghost hunting. Side gigs. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have another list or question?
We have three more.
Oh, my God. All right. Sorry.
All right. Do you think corporate America is a scam?
I mean, that's tough, right? It's like, yes, kind of, but also no. I don't know. Here's what I'll say about it. You can have your own answer after I'm done. Mine will be short. Corporate America is not a scam. But if it were, we're all falling for it.
Oh, I see what you did there. That's very powerful.
What do you think? What's your opinion on this one?
I'm going to just go with, it is for most people.
Yeah.
But it's not for some.
It's definitely not for some, but it is for some.
It is for a lot of people. All right, next question. What's your favorite breakfast food?
Pancakes.
Yeah, pancakes are good. I think my personal favorite is bagels and salmon with lots of onions.
You lost me on the salmon part. But I like the onion part.
Yeah.
I like French toast, too. And I also like bagels. But I don't like salmon, so I'm going to lose. I lost it there
on the salmon part. Smoked trout is good, too.
I've never had that either.
Yeah.
Is this like a spread, or is this like literally just put the fish on the bagel? I've never had it.
It comes both ways.
So there's like salmon spread?
Yeah.
How do they get the salmon in a spread?
They put it in a blender with cream.
And you eat this.
And you spread it on a bagel.
And you eat this.
I love it.
Blended salmon with cream.
Or trout, yeah.
Mmm. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Would you ever eat this if you didn't know? Like, flash forward. Like, you probably tried this as a kid once, right?
Yeah, this is something my dad used to eat all the time.
Yeah, okay. Mm. So let's say you grow up, you never have salmon on a bagel. You turn 30, someone's like, here, have this blended cream salmon.
I would be like, hell no.
Exactly. Like, no one would eat that. Like, I've never tried it, and obviously I'm never going to, because that sounds disgusting, but I'm glad that you like it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, the more gross stuff you can think of, like, I like it. Like, the salmon bagel cream cheese concoction, I like it with pickles on it, too.
Ew, like, you're just adding terrible things together. I like pickles, but not with salmon and
cream cheese. Gross. Yeah, it's great.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. And the last question is, if you opened a restaurant, what would the cuisine be? What would be the decor? And what would be the vibe?
I've already thought about this. I don't know why, but I have. I want to open a cinnamon-themed restaurant where every dish has cinnamon in it. And it would be called Cinnamon Land.
I love that name.
I have no idea why, but that's my restaurant.
That's so perfect, dude.
And it's like red, like everything's red hued, you know, like a cinnamon, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe on the walls you can have like famous cinnamon dishes, you know, to like a cinnamon toast. And there's not really enough cinnamon in order to do this. Damn it.
Cinnamon toast and cinnamon bread.
Cinnamon toast and cinnamon something else. What is another cinnamon dish? Damn it.
Cinnamon tea to go with your cinnamon toast.
I thought of this idea in college, and I was like, there's so much you could do with it, but now that I think about it, like, I can't think of enough cinnamon dishes that would this restaurant would work.
I think it sounds charming.
Well, what you could do is you could have, like, regular dishes that you kind of make a spin with cinnamon, you know what I mean?
Right. Like, fried rice?
That would be bad. I feel like you could do it with some kind of meats. Like pork, you put, like, pineapple on sometimes.
You could try cinnamon.
You could probably do kind of like a cinnamon rub or something. I think that might be good.
Yeah.
You know? That's all I got. But everything's cinnamon themed, yeah, and it's called Cinnamon Land.
I would open your cinnamon themed restaurant with you.
Thank you. Thank you. You don't have your own idea?
I think my favorite, it's one we came up with, and it's an old episode of the show, is Billy Ray's Sweet Sugar Mountain.
What is in there again? I don't even remember.
All I remember is that the slogan is Sweet Sugar.
Is it just a sugar, like a sweet place? I don't even remember.
I think it's an amusement park / restaurant.
It would be. You know, Cinnamon Land and Sweet Sugar Mountain kind of go hand in hand. Because one of them's like dessert and the other cinnamon, which you could also argue is dessert-like. Yeah. You know what I mean?
These kind of sound like towns in an amusement park. Like you have Cinnamon Land and then over... Over it's on like the other Disney side World. Is Billy Ray's Sweet Sugar Mountain.
It does sound like it'd be like if there was like an Epcot for food or whatever.
Yeah.
Or not Epcot, like Magic Kingdom for food. Like these would be like the small locations within the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the kingdom would be called like the Food Kingdom or something stupid like that. You'd have Cinnamon Land, Billy Ray's Sweet Sugar Mountain. And then you need like some meat place, you know? Like meat. Just meat. The meat mines.
The meat. No, I love it. The meat mines.
And the restaurant is like a mine shaft. Like, serve you meat on like old greasy like plates.
Yeah, there's prospectors in there.
And it's just, it's like all, like, bad steak. The meat mine.
That sounds like the worst place.
And then you need like a salad-y, like a vegetable place, too. Veggie Village.
Yeah, the Veggie Village.
Veggie Village, Cinnamon Land, Billy Ray Sweet Sugar Mountain, the meat mines. And it's like Food Land or Food World or whatever. Food Kingdom.
Yeah, it's perfect.
There you go. Ship it. It's done. I would open all the... I think it would work. You can go on a adventure with your mouth.
We need to get some billionaires to invest in this amusement park.
I know. Food Kingdom. You know, this is a good amusement park for adults because adults love eating food. Yeah. And it's like people today like live for eating food.
Yeah.
Because, like, their lives are so bad that they're, like, all that they live for is trying, like, the new restaurant or whatever, the new food. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I know that's true. Yeah.
People would totally go on a vacation that's just, like, this food amusement park that has all these different kinds of foods and all these fun-themed restaurants that are, like, really poorly decorated but have, like, fun themes. And they're like, oh, have you been to Cinnamon Land? It's really good. It's got this weird cinnamon trout that's really delicious, you know?
Yeah, I think making stuff like this really silly, too, would help you escape from that, you know, monotony of your day-to-day life. You just go, so it's like, you're going to Billy Ray's Sweet Sugar Mountain. Like,
how can you get a giant sundae or whatever, yeah. You know? And, like, it's dumb, but, like, it's all still good food.
Yeah.
And so, like, you have this, like, whimsy about it, you know?
It's yeah, really cool. I love that. Just, it's bad, and it's whimsical, and it's funny.
All right, I have one last question.
Okay.
That I want to get out, unless you had another thing.
No, that was all of our listener questions.
Okay. I have one that I really want to do that we need to do before the end of the show. This is... asking if you did this right now. I'm gonna modify it to be like if this is something you did at work. So the question is, let's say you're at work right now, you're just working away. If you were to shout cock-a-doodle-doo at the top of your lungs, how would the course of your life change in that moment?
It wouldn't change
really at all.
Yeah,
you'd be fine.
They would think I'm weird for, like, 10 minutes.
But that's it? Nothing would happen?
Nothing would happen.
Really? Wow. I feel like I probably wouldn't get fired, But I would be talked to, like, are you okay? Like, is everything all right?
Seriously?
Right now? Yeah, if I did that? I don't know. Have you ever thought about stuff, like, in the moment where it's like, you would never do it, but you're like, if I did this right now, what would happen? You know what I mean? Like, I was in a big meeting yesterday, and it was, like, the whole company, and everyone was like, there's a big presentation that was being, like, live-streamed down into our office, and everyone's being quiet, and everyone was, like, just sitting there listening to this presenter. And, like, if I yelled cock-a-doodle-doo in the middle of that, like, interrupting the speaker, like, what would happen?
Oh,
like,
yeah. I mean, in the middle of a big meeting like that, sure. But just at my desk doing nothing, nothing would happen.
Yeah, that's fair. But have you ever thought about that if you're in, like, a situation like that and, like, you would do something like that? What would happen to you?
Yeah, I think about that constantly. When I was in high school, I used to have this recurring fantasy where I would imagine my teachers just, like, flipping out into, like, a spastic rage and bumping into everything and, like, screaming. Do you know what I mean?
What? Like, what? Why?
I would just, I would be like, what if they just went crazy right now? Like, how would I deal with that?
Like, in the moment.
In the moment. Like, they just snapped. They just started throwing crap, screaming, making a big fuss.
What would you have done?
I would have ran, but...
You would have ran?
Yeah, ran away.
Just be like, oh, the other students, they're fine.
Yeah, just screw them. I need to get out
every,
of here.
Every man for themselves in the psychotic teacher situation. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, like, it's interesting to think about, like, what... Like, because we as humans have so much self-control. Even the people that have less self-control.
Yeah.
We have an amazing amount of self-control in that, like... We have these situations with thousands of people. And if one person just did something stupid that isn't really harmful, but it's just stupid, they would be, like, chastised for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, as humans, we're so curious. We're like, oh, what if I did that? And no one does it because we have self-control. And it's, I don't know, it's frankly amazing that that doesn't happen.
That is amazing. I'll tell you a story that did happen while I was at work. So my boss was in the room with me doing something in the other side of the room.
Okay.
And my mom does this funny thing whenever she hears the name Joseph. She just shouts it like, Joseph! That's just something she does. I think is hilarious. So I got an email from someone named Joseph. And I just, to myself, just shouted, Joseph! And he looked at me, and I was just like, what?
And that was it. That's all
we
you
never
needed
spoke
to say?
About it again.
See, that's good. That's where I want to be in my life, where I can just shout Joseph at the top of my lungs randomly and no one will care.
Yeah.
So Bat Snacks, who's our sponsor today?
Our sponsor today is going to be healthy bran flavored seltzer water.
Ooh, when you're feeling kind of when you feel like you need to be healthy, choose Healthy Brand. The only brand that puts bran flakes in your seltzer,
water.
It's so delicious. It's so delicious and nutritious. Remember, when you're feeling kind of groovy...
Take it to the movies.
To the movies. Exactly.
All right.
What, is anything you want to say at the end of the show, since it's like an awkward, like, goodbye? We've never had one of these
Drive
before.
Safe, everybody, and have a great night.
That's not what we... Well, that is what we normally say. I feel like we're just stalling for things at this point. But no, this is really the end. Bat Snacks' power went out, and he's going to go fix that right now after this episode. Right, everyone?
Yes.
Okay. All right, everyone, drive safely and have a great night. And thank you for watching or listening to the Time Bat Show. And please go on our Discord.
We forgot to mention that at the
beginning.
That's
what we're doing right now at the end. Unorganized show. The Time Bat Show has a Discord. And please go to the Discord.
Just sit there. It'll make us feel good. You don't have to talk.
just be there. Just live in it for a little while. You can find the link. It's pinned to our Twitter page, at TimeBatsHow, on the Twitter. So please do that. We love you. Have a great day. Have a great life. Drive safely and be what is the Bill and Ted thing? Be excellent to each other?
Yeah, be excellent to each other.
There you
man.
Go. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.